Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What are the kind of origins of your story? Where did it begin, and what are some of the significant challenges you had early on?
Yeah. So early on, I had a really troubled childhood. My parents, my whole family's been addicted to drugs and alcohol. And so growing up, it was just a real troubled childhood. My parents would fight a lot. And, you know, I remember that. My sister doesn't really remember that so much. But growing up, I had to get food from the food bank. So it was like canned milk, canned water, stuff like that. We lived in a trailer. I remember there's always leaks in the wintertime and mice and whatnot. So I would say about 4 or 5 years of that went on. And then my father went on his own path, and he became sober, and he's been sober for almost 30 years now. So me and my sister went with him, and he primarily raised us. So that took us from where we were to be able to succeed in life. So that was really great, and I'm really thankful for that. And sorry about that. After that, I came into high school, and I was a leader. I was, you know, I was a leader. I was really good at sports, you know, that was my passion. Football was my passion. And at the age of 15, though, I started drinking alcohol, and I started drinking before class, during school. The only time I didn't drink was during football season, because that's meant a lot to me, and nothing else really did. I'm actually still really surprised I passed high school. But after high school, I got in a really bad motorcycle accident, and I wrecked a crotch rocket on a 2-lane windy highway. And I broke my neck, I broke my back, I punctured my lung, and I was about 50 feet off of the road down an embankment, and I had to crawl up, and I had to wait on the side of the road for 3 hours until a car came by that I could try to stop to pick me up. So that recovery was pretty extensive. I had to walk with a walker again, and I started taking medication for my pain. So I started mixing my medication with my alcohol, and that's where my addiction, you know, really, I think, kicked in. So I was making the wrong decisions. I wasn't doing the right things for the right reasons. I knew I wanted a better life. I just couldn't commit to it for some reason. So that's when I joined the military. And I joined the military in 2007. I joined the Army. And that was awesome. At the time, I felt like I was a lifer. I was going to be in there forever. I was motivated. Of course, I got sober. Yeah, it was an awesome experience. So I went from Fort Sill to Fort Huachuca for my schooling, and then to Fort Carson, Colorado, where I was stationed. I went to Iraq 08-09, and I went to Afghanistan in 2012. After the military, I was in the military intelligence field. So I took that path because when I got out of the military, I figured it would set me up for success as a civilian. Well, in my area, we're pretty secluded. So my plan was to work for a three-letter agency. Well, that didn't really go through. 4 days later, after I got back from Afghanistan, I had my daughter. And so that's pretty much why I stayed where I'm at now.
The timing of things is often classic, right? Just the timing of transitions, and particularly when a child comes into play, like timing's crazy, you know?
Yeah, no, timing is crazy. And I believe that everything happens for a reason, you know, and sometimes you don't really understand why, of course, and you don't agree with it, but in the long run, I'm very thankful, you know, that I had her. Now I have three kids and we're doing very well.
Parenthood is a game changer.
Man, yeah.
I was just going to say, I mean, I really appreciate you sharing the story. Like, it's quite a relentless, sequence, you know, the waves just keep coming. The thing with the addiction side of things, I often think maybe like that engine, like, you know, I also have an addictive personality, but it's almost like that engine that drives us to addiction can also like drive us to other things that are more constructive or productive. But my point is, it's almost like a similar engine. Do you think that perhaps like the engine that you just had to find that like we just have to find the right way to kind of calibrate it, but it's a similar kind of drive, if you know what I mean.
I totally know what you mean. And I agree fully. And I believe it's a lot with your mindset. And what you put your mind to, and if you really believe what you're doing is right for you, you know, that's what drove me, you know, and I knew I wasn't going to go back. That transition I made, when I finally made it, it was a really tough transition. But what kept me going was finding my why, and that became my addictive, you know, mindset was becoming a better person for my children.
Absolutely. The why is so massive. It comes up on the show a lot. Like even in school, you know, like going through school, we often don't get a lot of the why behind stuff, and it's just like, learn this, but there's no why to it. It's, you know, we sort of got to find it ourselves, like the why, but when you do, it's a really cool thing. How was the military experience itself? Was that quite intense, or how were you positioned in that? Was it a conflict zone?
Yeah. So I went in, and I went in to be a Cav Scout and infantryman, you know, front lines, but I scored high enough on my ASVAB to become intelligence. So, being in the intel field, I want to say it was as intense training-wise, physically, as some of the other MOSs. But I will say it was very draining. We trained constantly, and it was on communication tactics and interrogation type stuff.
Oh, well.
And
It's weird. I had some, like when I finished high school, the military guys came to school and I had a momentary like interest in it, but I realized it was actually the boot camp side of things that kind of appealed to me, because I felt I needed some direction and some discipline. I thought perhaps that could give it to me. I wasn't fully aware of like the longer game, and I didn't go through with it. But I think what was drawing me to it in the first place was I felt I needed that discipline, that regimen, that routine, and I thought that would have been good for me. So though it was draining for you, that it sounds like it helped you get in the mode kind of thing.
It did. It did. I loved the that hardcore go at it. Everybody's disciplined. I love that aspect. I'm not a school type person where I sit down in death by PowerPoint, so to say. And that's a lot of our training in the intel field, what we did. And so that was pretty draining. But you know, the ruck marching and all the physical stuff, that's what got me motivated when I was in.
And when you came out and you had your daughter, Did that help with the transition for you back into civilian life? Because I've chatted to another guest who served and so on, and this integration process seems like it can have. I don't know a lot about it, but my sense from people I've spoken to so far is that there isn't a lot of infrastructure around like a smooth integration back into the real world, call it. But I'm just thinking, you know, the timing of becoming a father, how did that impact on that coming back in?
Yeah, so when I was in Afghanistan, I actually went as a civilian contractor. So I had an open-ended contract. So when I came back on my mid-tour leave and my daughter was born 4 days later, I opted to not go back.
I understand. Yep.
Yeah, so and the transition, it was tough. You know, I came back on my mentor leave thinking that I was going to go back to Afghanistan so I could still earn some money to prepare for my daughter, but she came early and so I wasn't really ready. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but it came from the military. I have that resilience, the fire and adjust, you know, figure it out. Quick, if it's not working, figure something else out and keep trying until it works. So that I found a spot making money on a farm where I'm at, and that just wasn't the right place for me. But I was there for a few years and that got us through to now.
So what would you recommend to guys in that position?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend getting some kind of a mentor, a life coach. And it doesn't have to be somebody with that title. It could be somebody that you know of in your area and that is just living a good life, that's making the right choices for the right reasons. It doesn't have to be a coach. You just befriend them and create a relationship with people like that and just nurture that relationship. And you yourself are going to, I like to say, level up to their like standards. Mm-hmm. And that's really going to help out a lot because coming from the military, it's very structured. You're very mission oriented. You know what you need to do to get the job done. Well, coming into the civilian world, there's no structure like that. You can take 1,000 different ways to get to the same point. So it leaves a lot of room for failure. And without somebody guiding you or somebody with you on that journey, it can take you down the wrong path. It took me down the wrong path. In my mind, I felt lost and nobody had me for years. And that just fed my addiction. And I wish I didn't do that. So I'm speaking from experience when I say to find somebody, look for somebody that's living a good life that you want to live and mirror that.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, there's no doubt the importance of mentors and guys around you, as you say, that you're trying to kind of level up to, or they're giving you like a healthy perspective. I had that with martial arts. Like, I came back from Europe and was trying to just, I hadn't come back from the military, but I'd been in bands, and that was kind of a thing of its own, like playing shows and stuff. And then when I went back to Australia, it was like a real readjustment for me as well. And I was doing martial arts with a awesome mentor. Oh, did it cut out there, has it?
Yeah, yeah, that's cut out for it.
I'm not sure where I was up to. I was just saying I had a period where I came back from Australia. I came back to Australia after being in Europe. And
it cut out again. Oh, there you are.
It's back now? Okay. So I'm not sure if that's should be good at this end. Is it all right now?
Yeah, it seems good, yes.
Okay. Now, I was just saying I transitioned back from Australia a while from Europe to Australia a while ago, and it was quite a tricky transition for me to return home. And I found I had a really awesome mentor and friend I was doing martial arts with, and that was that really grounded me. And as you said, like, I had to kind of level up a bit, but it was so important at that time. And it sounds like, well, if you're kind of under pressure and you're readjusting, why would you then like put yourself under more pressure? But actually, it was so healthy to have this group of people to level up to and get stuck into that. So I get what you're saying about the mentor thing.
Yeah, definitely. It feels good to. I found in my experience that putting myself in an uncomfortable situation is where I've always seen the most growth. And coming from the military, you know, we're very resilient, where we take obstacles with pride to conquer them. So just use that moving forward, but use it in the right way.
Yeah, it's like accelerated growth from discomfort, right? It's like, yeah, it's really like accelerate. The more you lean into that discomfort, the more accelerated growth there is. So you've since like transitioned into more entrepreneurial type stuff. Do you think that was something that was always in you? Like, that was something you were always aiming toward, or is it more of a knock-on effect of what you've experienced?
Yeah, I think it was always something that was in me. My dad, my father always told me I was somewhat of a gypsy. I kind of would always do my own thing. And coming out of the military and transitioning, I just felt like there was always something more for me. And I wasn't sure why I was here, what I was put on earth to do. But I would always feel like in every job position that I was at, I would feel like there was a topping point where I couldn't grow any further. And realizing that just made me feel like I was limited, and I didn't like that feeling.
Like hitting a glass ceiling.
Yeah, right. Like, so there was a top out point. And I was in the union for a while, so I was making really good money. I was making six digits. Highly recommend that for veterans coming out of the military as well. You use your GI Bill to go to schooling, to use your hands, and you start making money right away. So that was great, but I came to a topping point, and there was no foreman position for me. There was nothing ahead of me. I was just tapped out. So that's when COVID happened, and I transitioned into doing things on my own.
Yeah, awesome. Like taking it into your own hands. It's a tradition on the show to have guests offer some kind of challenge to listeners given their experience. It can be anything really based on like what we've chatted about or based on your, particularly for someone who's struggling, perhaps even with addiction, anything like that. Is there anything that springs to mind, like a simple challenge?
Yeah, I would challenge you to look in the mirror. My transition point when I knew I had to become sober and I knew that I had to make my life better, the biggest thing for me was to look in the mirror and to realize that my past is my past. It brought me to where I am today, and it's up to me to produce my future. So there was a long time where I couldn't look at myself in the mirror for years. And so by doing that and by forcing myself to do that, it really escalated it. So that's a pretty good challenge, I think, is to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and do it regularly and tell yourself who you are and who you want to be.
Yeah, it's an awesome one. It's just like facing up, taking ownership, just letting go of whatever's gone before, like just embrace, like just fronting up to it, you know? So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, man. And I mean, fatherhood's a game changer, right? Our kids just, they hold a mirror to us and they sort of, whatever we kind of feel we haven't dealt, like everything comes out when you're a parent. It's almost like just, it's such a roller coaster, but they're like mirrors, you know, they kind of make us take that ownership that you're talking about and like really question, you know, it's hard sometimes. It's like, how am I going to raise this child when I'm, you know, when I haven't necessarily sorted all my, you know, when I'm still trying to figure it out, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh yeah. Oh, I know what you're saying for sure. It's tough. And the kids, whether you can admit it or like to know it or not, they see a lot more than we think they see. And they do, they mirror you. And I'm a firm believer, you can't help anybody before you help yourself. And that's with anything, you know, it's like a flight attendant on a flight. What do they say? You can't put, or they tell you to put your mask on and then help somebody else put their mask on. Otherwise, I mean, if you don't, you could both pass out and then,
yeah,
it's no good for anybody. So you help yourself before you help anybody else. By doing that, you're leveling up you, and you're also leveling up your children, your spouse, everybody around you is going to see that, and you're going to carry that with you.
Yeah, I really like that notion of like, get yourself right and then the rest will fall into place. It's like, mm-hmm. rather than trying to seek some other outside, it's like just focus on getting yourself right and then the rest kind of falls into place.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not easy to do. And like me, living in my hometown, I had to cut out a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, and it became very lonely. And I, you know, it was only me, my wife, and my kids, but I was living a better life. And I'm at the point now where I'm leveling up that, and I'm bringing in my circle at a much higher level than what it used to be. So,
man, doing this show, I realize we're all far more alike than we are different. And it's always this thing of like, when you do bring things more in alignment and get, you know, yeah, we start to lose the like toxic stuff around us. And then it's like, well, who am I? And yeah, people drop off and stuff, but it's crazy how it's an important thing that seems like it needs to happen as part of the process.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the process. You just got to trust it. You got to have faith, you know, that, what you do, that you're doing the right things for the right reasons. You know, I'm a firm believer about that. Do the right things for the right reasons. And I love the saying, be a clock in the windstorm, always ticking forward, steady, while the chaos is going around you, you're steady moving forward. So, and I love that saying, and that got me through quite a bit in my transition to where I'm at now.
That's a good one. And don't get like caught in the shit show around, like don't get caught in, just stay on the ticking forward. That's, yeah,
yeah, like stay that. Steady ticking, stay steady moving forward.
What's coming up for you, and where can people find you?
Yeah, so I just started Strength Through Struggle, and that's my resilience transformation program. My website domain is still in the process of coming to me. So I don't have that yet, but I do have Instagram, Kelly_strength through struggle. And then Facebook is Kelly Leroy - Resilience Speaker. And that's where I've been posting most of my, my stories, and it's evolving as we go. Yeah.
There's just no, resilience is just so valuable, man. Like, and it's not something that, like, you know, you have to, it's not something that you can just magically get. Like, you have to go through the shit, right? For the resilience.
That's what, so speaking from experience, man, it's like, if you want, when I was searching for somebody, to guide me out of the trenches, I was looking for somebody that had been in the trenches before, you know? And so that's where you gain a lot of experience. It's a bad place to be. It sucks. It's not a great place to be, but once you come out of it, you realize what it's like being down in the trenches. And I've been there a couple times, and I know what gets me there now, and I know what not to do. And so by taking the road I've took, I just feel like I have so much to give to other people to realize, the decisions they're making, you know, could either better them or not better them in the long run, but to guide them to become, you just keep doing the right things for the right reasons. And eventually you'll rise above your problem, but then another problem is going to come, but it's not the problem you used to have.
So no. And
it's constant work.
Yeah. And the choice around how we choose to deal with this stuff too. Right. No, it's just saying all credit to you for stepping into a position of service now, given all your experiences. It's an awesome thing to do. And it's really exciting times to know where you're at and to be looking to help people.
Yeah. It's my biggest goal is to give people hope, you know, the hope that they can become resilient in their own transformation. My goal is to build a community of people, that are there for each other, and I'm leading them along the way.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan,
turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.